thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to talk about my new book, Getting China Wrong. I explain the strategy that the United States developed to deal with China, particularly after the Cold War, described as engagement, economic engagement, although it was more than that, sort of societal, scientific, technological cooperation, and so on. Why exactly did we adopt this strategy? Groups' opportunities to make money in China strongly favored engagement, and as the economic relationship deepened, those interests grew stronger and more influential. There's also a big ideological component. If you look back at the history of the U.S. over the 20th century, we've really tried three times to create a liberal international system of democracies tied together by trade and international law and so on. After the First World War, Woodrow Wilson's attempt to create a League of Nations, and that failed for various reasons. At the end of the Second World War, the U.S. tried again, and it didn't succeed because the Soviet Union wanted no part of it. Instead of creating a global order, we created a partial liberal order that consisted of us, and then increasingly our allies and friends in Western Europe and Northeast Asia. At the end of the Cold War, we want to create this integrated liberal system again. At the time of the debates over whether China should enter the World Trade Organization, the belief was that China would become increasingly market-driven in its economic policies, that its economy would come to resemble those of other advanced industrial countries. It would move away from state planning and towards a market-driven economy. Engagement would set in motion or encourage forces that would lead eventually to China's political liberalization. And the most important mechanism there was economic growth. Trade leads to growth. Growth leads to the emergence of a middle class. Middle class has historically been the standard bearer of democratic political reforms. And the expectation was that that would happen eventually in China as well. So that's really the first set of issues. The second is why this didn't work. China has not liberalized economically. China today is more repressive internally.